God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Yes, so much had happened this week, you guys. God is amazing, amazing. I had a one-on-one with Lawrence yesterday. Boy, Lord, did you know we talked for 2 hours and 6 minutes? Ooh, I think maybe I should just not spread it out too long to talk to you because there was so much to talk about. Never run out of things. And thank you, brother. Lots of encouragements, lots of tweaking. Yep, those one-on-ones are very powerful. So speaking of that, you know, we've been having fellowships every day. Really hosted, I co-hosted. But anyway, we're doing the book of Acts, and it's going to finish in about five sessions left. So today we discussed in our Zoom group, you know, what are we going to do next? So really, Lawrence inspired me to do one-on-ones. So I told Millie, hey, you know, maybe 3 times out of the week, I'll do one-on-ones. I'll make it available for everybody. And then maybe get on your Zoom in maybe couple of days in a week. So we were trying to sort it out. And she said, oh, but honestly, I still want to do the everyday ones. I said, you can go ahead. And actually, that was answer to prayer, only because I've been asking God, you know, God, I know I have these fellowships, but there's got to be some growth. And here comes Lawrence yesterday, who was speaking the words of God and telling me, I mean, there's it's great we can learn about teachings and all of that, but like Lauren said, you know, you can go teaching after teaching, and then what? You know, well, right now, thank God, it's a very powerful teaching with Sangit on Acts Now. I think he's done this back in 2005, and it still applies today. And yeah, it's very powerful. And I thought, yeah, maybe our next Zoom fellowship, I'll stand behind the scenes and I'll make one-on-ones available, just like Laura when he does one-on-ones. Because in that, I see it, it's just so powerful and also very personal. Because Lawrence was asking me, so who is in your fellowship? And so I started to tell him which ones are there. And some people will just come and have cake and coffee. That's fine, but really, honestly, there's really no growth to that. I mean, it becomes stagnant, as Lauren says. And we got to move. We got to act now. And I'm so thankful for this class of Sangit because, man, it just motivates you. What is God doing in your life? And more importantly, what are you doing for God? You know, you go, you speak, you witness, you talk about God. And I know lately there's just been so many opportunities for me, and it's not to be boastful. You know, these days it's almost like natural. I mean, my life is all about God and, you know, looking to God, and people see it. They see your fruit. And so I said, hey, listen, I'll stand back. I mean, I want to do one-on-ones, and then I'll come on to the Zoom fellowship twice a week, perhaps. But then the 3 people in the Zoom fellowship says, but we want to still do it every day. I said, fine. And you know what? That's answer to prayer, because that's like, you can do your own. It's like rise and expansion. This is what I've been praying for, because we need to have that growth. What is the word of God when it's not living for you? It's where you put it into action that's going to live for you. That's going to, you know, that you're growing. I'm growing still in leaps and bounds. And I'm just so thankful that I have those rhema words when I speak. I'm so thankful that I am connected in the right doctrine, right connections, where I'm being fed, where I'm being nourished. And so I'm glad. I'm thankful that those guys are saying, oh, we're still going to have it every day. That part of it, they're still growing. They want to rise and expand. So that was answer to my prayers. And I still have my every other Sunday fellowship, and one of the guys that actually is sharing on Sunday, you know, he is from the old way, and then they were stagnant here in Eugene, Oregon for like a decade. I mean, they've had fellowships, but not really. And so he's just coming on. A couple of these people are just coming on to fellowship, and actually bringing new people. And I thought, oh, okay. So I encouraged this person to, because he was starting to not really freak out, but kind of stress. Oh my God, you know, I have to do this research. I said, listen, just do it from your heart. You know, you've been doing a lot of witnessing to people. Talk about that. And when you do that, you share what's in your heart that way, what God has been doing in your life. You know, it's that understanding, and then God will give you those words. It happened to me so many times over. And then now I'm thinking, hey, how do I get more growth in this? God, show me. I've been praying about that. Lead me to the, I know I'm connected to the right doctrine, you know, what I'm being fed, what I'm being nourished with. But now, you know, I have this fellowship. And it's really time that they also grow. You know, they see my fruits, and sort of as a leader, because I'm not saying that, well, yeah, because really I'm the only one opening up my home here in Eugene, Oregon to have fellowship, and people are coming. But now we're in this phase of our growth with God to move, to act. And I'm so thankful for this class, actually, that, you know, like Jason was talking about, Jesus Christ and his disciples, what they did, they didn't have BFAL classes. They spread the gospel, the good news. And that's exactly what we need to do as well. You know, I've been a longtime believer. I know that. But I different phase in my life where I'm really, really seeing that fruit in my life. I'm so, so thankful. I'm so, so super excited. It's more and more getting exciting. Each day when I wake up, I first speak in tongues like the first hour. And then I ask God, what have you want me to do, God? And he does. He does bring people to me. And the other day when I was at work, I saw one of my coworkers. She looked really downtrodden and just really kind of more heartbroken. And so on my break, I went to her station and I said, hey, Deb, you know, are you okay? She goes, no, not really. So she was having boyfriend problem. And then God nudged me. I said, listen, after work, I'll meet you at the food court. And I'll pray for you. How's that? Okay. So after work, we did meet and we held hands and I ministered to her. God was showing me, you know, that I think this boyfriend relationship, that her boyfriend is, well, I didn't tell her that, but I just lovingly confronted her and said, hey, you know, first of all, you need a good night rest. It looks like you haven't had enough sleep lately. No, I only had 2 hours sleep for like 2 or 3 days, and I've been really anxious and stressed about this situation where her boyfriend is not here in the States. He's somewhere in Portugal, whatever. But he's been stuck there for a while, and apparently she's really in love with him. So she says, but then you know what? I said, the best love there is God's love. So God told me, you know, to tell her about God, but first of all, get some rest. I said, when you're at rest, you're at peace, you look to God, you can better listen, you can better hear, you can better decide what you need to do. And first get a good night rest, and I'll check in the morning, I said. And she goes, yeah, I think I need that. And she kind of went on with her problem. And I said, look, do not focus on your circumstance. Let's focus on God. So let's pray. And I did pray with her, and instantaneously, from being downtrodden, her face just lit up. And, you know, it's just so amazing We do have that GIF, you guys. I mean, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it lists all the 9 manifestations. We already have that Holy Spirit gift. All we need to do is utilize it, right? When you have a gift, when someone gives you a gift, what are you going to do with it? You just put it on the shelf and let it collect dust? Like today, we talked about it in Zoom fellowship. I did explain to them 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this year, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, you know, all of that, all 9 manifestations. But the key is, that's the Holy Spirit gift. Are you going to utilize it or not? You already have the power, the authority to use it. It's a gift. What are you guys waiting for? And see here in the book of Acts, what did Jesus Christ do and the disciples? They went from town to town, from village to village, and spread the good news. No special class. I mean, I think in this day and time, we're really fortunate that we do have all those equipment in our lives. But honestly, the best way, like what Franz says, we are in the kingdom of God. And, you know, it's simple. God is simple. Nothing complicated. We simply go to Him, look to Him. And I tell you, the more you just do this and just chillax, chill and relax, let God do the work. You know, I'm like, I'm not worried about anything because I say, you know what, God, I give it to you. It's your headache. It's your burden. And for me, I just simply sit back and let you do the works, God. Because you know what? This is your gig, not mine. You know, I'm simply here to represent you, open my mouth, talk about you, and then you do the work. You're the one who's going to prick people's heart. You're the heart changer, Father. So I make these demands, right? It's not even a demand. It's proven, you know, that He's going to do the works for you. And I'm just so thankful that, like in Zoom fellowship today, they still want to go ahead and meet every day. But I said, I'm going to do one-on-ones. Whoever wants to call me between this time and time, let's do that. And I'll join you like a couple times a week. And I thought, it's great because for me as well, like Lauren says, you know, it's part of our growth, you know. And I don't know, they come to me and they'll tell me about a specific problem. I don't know, but God knows. God is the one. Because you know why? We're the ones that's promoting God. It comes from our mouth when we speak, and He's going to give you those rhema words. And it's so, so exciting, you guys. I mean, having to minister to my coworker, I know it was huge, because right after I ministered to her, I prayed with her, she just lit up for being so downtrodden. You know, God, there's so many people out there who's hurting. God, they need God so much, you know. We're the ones. We're the ones. We've been the chosen ones to speak for God because we know. And I'm so thankful we have this once-a-week Zoom fellowship because, again, it helps encourage, inspire, and we're all like-minded. And everything that comes out of your mouth, you guys, I take it all in. It is just so encouraging. So refreshing. It's just so great, you know, and having to hear that, it also, you know, inspires me, encourages me to go out there because when you're out there in this world, it is cold, it's dark, and it's you and God. But, you know, I have no doubt because He never fails me. So I just simply ask, okay, God, what do I do in this situation? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to minister to this person or whatever, whatever? So it's just so exciting. I'm so glad, you know, our Zoom fellowship is rising and expanding because, okay, you guys, you can still meet every day, but I'm making myself available to you on one-on-ones. So I'm going to be like Lawrence too. Lawrence, yeah. So it's very exciting. I'm also with my physical fellowship. I am doing the same thing. You know, there are a lot of people, but things need to be sorted out. And also, God will be the only one who can do this. And each time, you know, I always encourage the sharing, the testimonies, what God is doing in my life. They can see it. You know, like when you're a leader, your life is in a fishbowl, and they look at you, it's a transparent bowl, and they look everything. And thank God, he makes me look good all the time. And I'm seeing the fruit. Like I said last week, you guys, I'm so humbled because God is just so, so good. You know, he directs my steps. He leads the way. All I do is ask. God, this is you. This is your gig. You're going to have to direct me in the right path. And he does. And more importantly, just be humble. I'm so humbled by God. You know, this is the reason why my life is flourishing. It's so fruitful. It is, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper. He didn't say half prosperity, but all. What part of that you don't understand, you know? I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health. I'm so thankful for that. Like yesterday I had some kind of earache and I had Lauren minister to me. It did go away, but it seemed like there was still some clogging. So thank you, Lauren. It went away, but there was still some kind of dull ache or whatever. So God told me, okay, go to the doctor. So I went. Thankfully, they had an opening. And all it was this, it was an earwax buildup. And so it did an ear lavage. Oh, boom. That was it. So between Lawrence ministering to me, God healing me, and, you know, doing my part as well, it's all gone. Thank you, God. And it is totally available, totally available. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit, you guys. Let's utilize it. It's a wonderful thing. Don't just let it sit there and do nothing about it, because we have the power. We have the authority. As Danny was mentioning and he's sharing today, we have all that. Wow, we're the chosen one. We are equipped. That's because we can go to God with all confidence, all knowing that we know for sure that God is the one who gives all the answers, whatever we need to ask, whatever we need to pray about, what direction we need to go to do. It's God. Everything is of God. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so thankful that I am connected to Lawrence, Kim, their ministry here in the Zoom Fellowship UK, because it's the right doctrine, you guys. There's no doubt about it. You know, I know Peter and I had talked for years. We've been longtime believers, but for years, it just seemed like we were at a bondage. You know, because we know a lot of scriptures, we know a lot of teachings, this, that, and the other. But where is the part that comes in when you put the Word of God into action? Because then you will see the Word of God comes alive. And you know, you guys, it is just so evident in my life. I cannot stress that enough because, you know, God is just so powerful. It is in His Word, when you put it into action, that it comes so alive. There's nothing dead about God. What did God say in John 10:10? You know, that we can have an abundant life. But it's not just abundance. It's more than abundance. I mean, God is so cute the way He put things in, you know, His promises in one verse. They could be two or three promises. It's just, we're just overflowing with promises. And, you know, there's like over 900 promises in the Word. And maybe in our lifetime, we can never claim it. But we can claim, you know, 10, 20. But in one verse, there's two or three of them. How good is our Father? Wow, it just really makes my heart melt when I think of how our Father, our God, really loves us, you know. So it's that sweet relationship with Him. And as we go to Him all the time, my faith, my growth just grows more and more. You know, because I understand more and more as I practice, I act now and do His will. And it is an amazing walk. Like Lawrence always encourages us. Thank you, Lauren, Kim, how your stand and your commitment in encouraging and inspiring all of us. It's just so great and amazing. And one more thing, you know, my aunts and uncles were here last weekend. They visited. They came from California. There's like 7 siblings in my mom's family. Mommy's the oldest of the girls. She's 90, but there's only 3 of them left. Oh my God, my aunt was 2 years younger than her. I mean, I'm not boasting. My mom is 90. Boy, she looks like a teenager next to her. That's what Lauren's talking about. You know, your family is blessed as you do God's will. You're just abundantly blessed, and you know, God's abounds grace upon grace on you. Because like my aunt, all she talked about was, who's dead? Who's this? And everything was negative. Oh my God, I started to speak in tongues. God, please get me out of this. But anyway, you know, God put it in my heart as we had family dinners and, you know, we broke bread together. I said first, oh, let's pray, you know, let's hold hands. But see, that's nothing in my family, because they are in old traditional ways. They don't hear something like that, as simple as saying grace. They don't even say that. But then I said, let's hold hands, you know, and boy, I know they were blessed. They were touched with that simple thing. And then before they left, they're like, oh, aren't we going to pray? You know, so from the negativity, it became positive. From the burdens, it became a blessing. So thank you, God, for watching over me in that situation. And, you know, God gives you the wisdom in any situation. You just ask, you know, God, lead me where I need to go. And like I said, it's God's gig, so you don't have to worry. But it was a great visit with them. And then towards the end, my aunt was crying. And I said, why are you crying, auntie? Because this might be the last time I'll see your mom. I said, no, don't confess that. You know, well, because everybody else is dead in the family. Well, you're still alive. I said, so enjoy. That's God's gift. Enjoy it. Now you know we're in Oregon. You know, it takes only 8 hours to drive here, or you can take the plane. It takes 1 hour and 20 minutes. So, so she was enlightened. And I'm so thankful that I have God in me. And with that short time that I was able to witness and let them know about God in that way. So, I'm super blessed. I love walking with God, and I'm sure you guys do too. And God is good. Love you all.